Let us lift up our church community, including individuals, groups, and programs. Let us lift up Linda and Rex Croft, Lee and Bill Adams, Ken and Andrea, Jim Croft, Dick Ham, and many others for several reasons. Let us lift up concerns for the sick, those who have died over the week at Charlottesville because of the racist violence. Let us pray for the homebound. The concerns are in the bulletin, and you'll find them meaningful over the week. Furthermore, let us lift up places like Sierra Leone, Congo, where more than landslide and flood have killed hundreds of people over the week. Let us continue to lift up our political leaders, religious leaders around the world, because these are people who make decisions for their people, for the welfare, spiritual welfare, political welfare, social welfare of their people. Let us be in an attitude of prayer. Gracious God, to whose greatness our worship adds nothing, but without whose worship we diminish everything, we lift our hearts and voices in gratitude for the opportunity to worship, for this place in which to render worship, and for the Church of Jesus Christ, whose spirit always informs our worship and sometimes inspires us to reform our worship. We believe you are present as a force promoting healing, compassion, and strength for your children amid their pains and struggles. The pains and struggles for those who mourn the death of their loved ones in Charlottesville, in Sierra Leone, in Congo. We also lift up members of this congregation who mourn the death of their loved ones. We lift up the sick and those in need of healing. You are the God who is not limited by past decisions, but can bring forth possibilities in every situation. You remind us daily in your words about your love and grace. We wish we could do without those reminders. We sound warnings of your judgment, and when it does not strike, we doubt not our knowledge, but your power. We call for the destruction of our enemies, and when they are not destroyed, we question not our righteousness, but your justice. We seek places of honor, and when others obtain them, we indict not our ambition, but your faithfulness. We pray for peace with justice, and when we must settle for injustice without peace, we question not our passion, but your commitment. And not only do we hold you responsible for the wrong we do, we also hold you responsible for the wrongs we could undo. Gracious Lord, if only instead looking up for the problems, we could look within. And if only instead of looking within for the solutions, we could look up. Forgive us, gracious Lord, for the simple ways we exonerate ourselves at your expense. We blame you for things we are responsible, and we praise ourselves for things you are responsible. We are quick to indict those who frustrate our quest for fulfillment and slow to credit those who advance it. Yet, we are cloud of witnesses. surrounding us every day. Forgive us for the selfishness of heart. Renew our appreciation for the church as the body of Christ and for ourselves as its members who are open to your guidance and committed to your service. As Christ has opened the doors of your kingdom to all your children, help us to open the doors of the church to your children. Children that have been stopped from expressing who they are in their being. Children who have been called other names because of their orientation, because of their color, because of their race. We pray, gracious Lord, that we become one, even as you are one with your Son. And Lord, even as we lament the divisions that afflict your church, let us work to heal the divisions that surround your world, that surround your people. Let not your children in the land of persecution and poverty be forgotten in the land of peace and plenty. Give to your church a mind quick to sense the need of all its members, a heart able to feel the pain, and a hand ready to offer help for which they long for. And make the church like Christ, to whom it bears witness, a witness that is the light for all humanity and the world. We ask all these prayers and other unmentioned prayers in the name of the one you sent to teach us to pray when we pray, saying, "Oh, Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever."